This was when I lived in Sacramento, when I agreed to meet the werewolf girl in Vallejo at a coffee shop. I was able to spot her easily. She wore a cat ears headband, a pentagram ring, and a black t-shirt that read, "Live Animal." Not hard to find at all. This is her story. About 4 years ago, she was bitten by a mountain lion while doing voluntary work at the San Diego Zoo. The male mountain lion was playing with her at first and had her arm in his mouth. When he got rough and actually bit her, she, let's call her Diana in honor of the huntress, told me that everyone has an animal spirit within their being. And when she got bit, it brought out the wolf-like attributes that she was born with. When she got bitten that day, the essence of the wolf took over her persona. It possessed her. Diana said that it's rare for werewolves to really transform into wolves, and that she can't transform at all. But, she added, that she does have heightened senses, such as hearing, smell, eyesight, and even the sense of touch. She can feel the fluctuations around a person's body. When she became a werewolf, the hairs on her arms became dark. She pulled up her pants leg and displayed a whole lot of hair on her leg. Diana displayed no canine teeth, but she craves meat. She has eaten raw meat, but mostly orders medium-rare steaks. During a full moon, her senses skyrocket in its intensity. This happens the day before a full moon, during the full moon, and after a full moon. 3 nights of sensationally heightened senses. She told me that silver cannot harm her, but she has heard that silver can cause an allergic reaction to some werewolves. She lives a normal working life as a hostess at the Olive Garden. She has a boyfriend, and her boyfriend is not awakened, but he is also a werewolf. None of her relatives are werewolves. She knows a few energy and physical vampires, but she made the point that werewolves and vampires are not mortal enemies, as Hollywood would like you to believe in the Underworld series of films.